from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. It's a happy hour Friday, hour number two. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. If you're out there drinking something on a Friday afternoon, a happy hour Friday afternoon, send us a picture of it at TBM929 at RandyMac81. We'll give you a shout out on the radio. Simple as that. Free shout out. Just for you. If you're either drinking something now or you'll be drinking something later.
Just drink it up and pour it up.
Just have yourself a nice, you've earned it.
I'm just looking at it.
I guarantee you, you've earned it. Yeah, Life's hard.
Life's hard, man. It's going to be a
enjoy the little moments.
It's going to be a nice sunny weekend, too.
Yeah.
It's going to be just lovely.
Not supposed
weekend.
To rain again until like late next week.
Yeah, man. We got the sprinklers ready, man. Yeah, we laid down some new grass and everything. Growing in pretty good, actually.
Good.
So, yeah, I got to keep the sprinklers on. But yeah, enjoy your weekend, man. I mean, we're 2 hours away from ours, and it's going to be a lovely one. You got the, your stuff ready?
What, my stuff?
Your deck stuff.
No. Somehow the enthusiasm for that. Quieted down.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't ask.
Right. Oh, hell no. Yeah, if she ain't saying that, I'm not. Hey, babe, you remember that deck we're supposed to build?
What happened to all that deck talk? Because like Wednesday when I left for work, because again, she's off work this week. Normally, she goes to work really early in the morning. So normally, in the mornings are me and the kids, and that's kind of that. So it's been a little bit different this week. But like when I left for work, she was talking to me about the deck.
Right.
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 For a while. I don't know how long. But however long we spent talking before I left for work, it was about the deck.
Right.
And then I got an email about the deck while I was at work. And then when I got home, she talked more about the deck.
Mm-hmm.
She's very excited about trying to replace the side deck, which I am too. Our side deck is terrible and it needs to be
replaced.
That's
what a grill is?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, it's old and it's been there for, it's bad. So it needs to be replaced. And then Thursday morning was kind of similar. Yesterday morning, pretty much every moment that was spent before I left for work was talking about the deck. But we're having people over for dinner tonight, so I guess the focus has transitioned to that.
Okay.
So maybe, I don't know.
There you go. Oh, y'all bringing out the good china?
Have good china?
No. Y'all bringing out the good... No.
I hope we use paper plates.
Hell yeah. No, are y'all bringing out the table runners?
Oh, there's always a table runner.
That's what I mean. Yeah, the table
runner.
We
might get a fresh table runner. We might get a new one out there.
The table runner. Yeah. God, I hate when we have people when she does that crap. But we don't never eat that damn table. And yeah, somebody let somebody come over here. Then you got to... Like, we don't never eat this table.
I like when people come over because we always keep our house as clean as we can.
Right.
But we got little kids, and so it's, you know. But when people come over, it gets a thorough.
Oh, yeah, she's getting in. She's getting
and
down.
She doesn't have the day. She doesn't have to work
there. Yeah, she's getting down.
So right now, she's probably, I don't know what she's doing, steam cleaning the rugs or something.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love it. I love it when it's clean like that.
Me too. That's why I'm like, okay. But that's what I'm saying. Like, but I always have that feeling when I come in there, and because she's off Wednesday, and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So whenever I get, I'm like, hold on. Somebody coming over?
It's too clean.
It's too damn clean. It's too clean.
This is cleaner than it normally
like
is.
Like when the toys are picked up, when Bash's like disaster is picked up, yep. You're like, oh.
That's hell. How I know.
Oh,
that's
how I know. Hell. Who's
like
coming over?
The basic straightening of, get the living room cleaned up, clean the kitchen, obviously, you got to do that. And what this room, that room, whatever. But when the playroom is in order.
Yes.
Somebody important is coming.
Yeah, somebody's
to the house.
Coming. Who's coming? Who's coming? And if they're coming here, why are they coming past this place right here? Like, they don't need to come anywhere past.
Oh, see, now that's different for us just because you walk into the house and you steer straight into the playroom.
No, that's what I don't know. But, like, no, you don't. Like, there's certain, like, because there's a bathroom right there you can see into our den. Mm-hmm. Well, other than that, you ain't got no business turning that corner, that left or that right. Yeah, the bathroom.
We should just tell people to
back door.
Just put blinders on. Yeah. All right.
Bathroom, back door.
The other thing is, like, I think people get it. Like, our friends know what our life is. We both work and we have two young kids.
Again, that's why I said
nobody's
gotta
coming
be somebody
over.
Important.
But I mean, we like them, but like, it's not like, you know, royalty.
Right.
You know, it's not like.
How does that go?
Some gold medalist is coming over tonight.
Then we gotta get the info on. I got a question. How does that go?
How does what go?
Are these your friends, her friends, or y'all friends?
Here's how this one goes. These are our neighbors.
Okay, there
and,
it is. Okay.
And they're very nice, and they're expecting pretty soon.
Okay.
She's pregnant, so they're going to have their first baby pretty soon. And they had us over to their house a while back, and so we got to have them over to our house.
Okay.
Now, we want to.
Yeah.
Because they're also listeners, so if you're listening right now, don't take this as me saying I don't want you over. I want you
over. Okay, that's what I was checking.
So but they had us over a few months back, and we've been trying to find a time to have them over, and this is the Friday that worked out.
Steaks?
She's a vegetarian. She's pregnant.
What does that have to do with you?
Well, I don't know. I didn't plan the menu. Salmon.
Oh, okay. Salmon. Okay. So she can't eat
like
that?
Salmon.
She can't eat that?
No, it's fish. I don't know.
Vegetarians only eat vegetables, right?
Yeah. Salmon's not a vegetable.
It's a meat, though.
Yeah, so she can't eat it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So,
oh, but like, yeah, we're going to eat that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, oh, yeah. I was like, what are you talking about?
Here's why. It felt like the most respectful meat to eat with a vegetarian
at
the
house. Not a big-ass rare steak?
Yeah. It felt like the most, like, I know she's not going to eat it.
Right.
But it felt like the most, like, respectful meat to eat in front of a vegetarian. And I love salmon. I'm always looking forward to eating some salmon. She was like, what should we eat? I was like, I don't know. I don't want to just eat sides. Like, can we have?
Right.
Maybe salmon's the way to go. And she's like, yeah, that seems right. This seems like the middle ground to land on. All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour.
We're going No Huddle.
With the Midday Show No Huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go!
NFL No Huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Grady Jarrett, Atlanta Falcon. Atlanta Falcons have a preseason game tonight.
Yes.
Grady Jarrett's an Atlanta Falcon.
He is.
Do you think he'll play?
Hell no.
Oh, here's what Grady said about that question.
Friday, take care of yourself. However go, you know I'll be ready.
So that was a hell no, but to the media.
No, Grady going to come out there warm-ups. Yeah, this is the game where you don't get no tape or nothing. But you got to go out there warm up so you barely buck your shoulder pads up and like.
But he'll put shoulder pads on.
Yeah, he'll go out there for warm up and stuff. And then because they still have this rule where you're supposed to keep your pads on if you're on the sideline if you're not in street clothes.
Oh really?
We were done. We used to take our jerseys off and take shoulder pads off. But I don't know how they do it now. But no, yeah, like okay, warm up's over. Let me throw some shorts on and a t-shirt.
Get a little water.
Cap.
Hang out over
sunflower
here.
Seeds.
He'll probably do an interview on the sideline.
Yeah.
He's a candidate for one of those sideline interviews.
Yeah, Shock could be down there.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, tight shirt Shock.
Yeah, tight
be
shirt
in Miami
Shock. He in Miami. Yeah, oh, I'm in Miami.
Oh, yeah. Medium Shock could be doing all the extra crunches today and all the extra
shirt
curls.
Button all the way down.
Oh, South Beach Shock. All right. So they'll probably interview Grady in-game. I bet they'll interview Kirk Cousins in-game.
Yes.
Who else? Pitts, maybe?
Pitts. I mean, all the usual suspects as far as big name guys. I'm sh-
Maybe sure Desi Bates?
I'm sure they're all going to get
because they do like one a quarter, yeah. right, in these preseason games.
Kurt is a definite.
Yeah.
Maybe Bijan, maybe?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe. That's a good one.
Yeah, they're going to get all these guys.
All guys that won't play today.
Yeah, pretty much.
All guys that you're not going to see on the field. You will see Michael Penix. That'll be a lot of fun. Don't know how much. We were kind of talking through it at the beginning of the show, and I was talking myself into less and less snaps. Like, when I walked into it, I was like, play him a half. Play him the whole game. And I was like, wait a minute. Who's he going to be playing behind? Got to think about that. Don't want to get him hurt.
No.
So I bet he plays into the second quarter.
Probably.
But
who's going to play after him?
Heinicke.
Okay. I was thinking
they only got two other guys.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Because I think they're trying to trade Heinicke.
Yeah, so I think play him.
You gotta don't showcase play him. I get hurt.
You gotta showcase
He's
that,
a
man.
Backup quarterback. You know what he can do. He's a backup damn quarterback.
Nathan Rourke.
Yeah.
Will probably play a lot.
Yeah, I would let him play. Hell, why not?
Why not?
Yeah, let him play. Let him play. Don't let Tyler, because Heidi going out there with the threes probably.
The threes, yeah.
Yeah. Don't let him get hurt out there with them threes, yeah, and you can't
that.
Trade him.
Yeah. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah.
You probably see a lot of Carlos Washington.
Okay.
Running the football tonight. You probably see Casey Washington maybe making some catches.
I forgot they got all these damn Washingtons.
They got a lot of Washingtons. I think there's also a James Washington.
Looking at this off.
And they got a bunch of guys from Washington.
I'm looking at this.
And I'm from Washington.
Quick. I mean, you look at that. Offensively, we were talking about some of the receivers. I think outside of the top three.
Leading receiver tonight will be Chris Blair.
You think Chris Blair?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm just thinking of guys that are going to play.
We got
leading rusher tonight will be Carlos Washington.
I think Casey Washington will be the leading receiver.
Okay.
Yeah, Casey Washington. I give it to Casey.
Leading tackler?
Leading tackler.
You know who the leading tackler is going to be.
You know.
J.D. Bertrand.
J.D. Bertrand.
Friend of the program.
Tongue is going to be hanging out of his mouth.
Oh, he's going to play a lot.
Because he's going to play a whole lot.
He might play the whole game.
Yes, he might play the whole game.
And he plays on special teams.
Yeah, he's probably going to play more than anybody.
Probably.
Yeah, he's probably going to play. But I want to see these defensive linemen. I want to see Harrison because he's going to play tonight. I want to see Evan Cady. He's going to play tonight. Malone, I want to see him play. Aurora, these guys are going to play tonight. Trice, we don't know what his situation as far as him being sick. Want to see him play tonight.
Anybody here, was it like just the flu or something like that? Some kind
I don't
of
know. I have no clue.
Random.
I have no clue. These are the guys that I want to see. I want to see that defensive line because those guys who play tonight on that defensive line are going to be the most, out of all the people that play tonight, are probably going to be the most impactful on the season.
Yes, 100%. Yes. Those are guys that are actually on the team week one against the Steelers trying to get to either Russell Wilson or Justin Fields.
Right.
I'm also interested just to see if they show at all what their plan is in the kick return game, mm-hmm. just because it's going to be different.
Right.
Let's see if Youngway is kicking little squibbers, if he's worked on his knuckleballs, that kind of stuff.
They might do all of them.
Pinion might actually do it too because he's big. Like he's a bigger guy. Like,
oh, yeah, because Youngway's smaller.
Remember
hell.
We asked him when we had him on? We're like, hey, you been working on your tackling? And he was like, nope.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, and Youngway.
Not big.
He's not a big guy.
He's got four tackles in his career.
I mean, that's more than a
which
lot.
Which is more than most.
Yeah, more than a lot, though.
Yeah, Pinion's like 6'5", though.
He's a big dude, man.
Did you see the punter last night for the Panthers, Johnny Hecker, knocked the guy out of bounds and gave him the you're too small?
Yes. And you know what somebody should have did? Ran up on his ass and just straight de-cleaved him.
He was a lot bigger than the guy that he hit.
But I'm just saying, sit your ass down. Punter.
Johnny Hecker.
Punter.
State championship quarterback in high school.
And he ended up being a punter.
Yeah, all-pro punter.
He's very good.
He's very good. I'm friends with his brother. So hey, I'm repping for Johnny
boys?
Hecker. Yeah, he's from Seattle.
Oh, I didn't know.
You did. Why would you? Yeah. No reason to know that.
Okay.
He was an excellent punter at Oregon State.
Okay, well, my bad. My bad talking about your mans like that.
That's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay. He is in fact, still a punter.
He's your mans, though.
But, yeah, he used to play men's league basketball with his brother. His brother was a tight end in college,
mm-hmm.
played basketball a bit like you would play the tight end position.
Rough.
It's kind of fun to play with
rough.
A lot of rebounds.
Yeah, rough and rugged, man.
We owned the glass in that men's league.
Men's league.
You get rebounds, I shoot threes.
Is there a dunking allowed in men's league?
It's allowed.
Because I remember back in the day, like, church league won't let you dunk.
Zach Hecker could dunk.
Mm-hmm.
He'd drop step on you.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, church league.
No, you couldn't dunk. You could dunk.
Mm-mm, they won't let you dunk in church league.
that's why I never did.
I know. I know. You didn't
I didn't know we were allowed.
You are a rule follower.
I didn't know we were allowed. Yeah. Dang it. I wish they would have told me before the game.
You're a rule follower, so you don't dunk.
I stay outside the three-point line for the most part, if I can help it.
You a sharpshooter?
Except on fast break.
Were you a sharpshooter?
No, I'm just more of an analytics guy.
What the hell does that mean?
Threes and layups, Randy.
Okay.
High percentage.
Okay.
I just don't want to get fouled. Don't touch me. I'm 33 years old.
Oh, so this is
I got
recent.
Nothing to prove. Yeah. Yeah. You got to get the cardio in. I would keep that heart healthy. All right. We'll come. We didn't talk any other NFL stuff. So we'll come back and talk some more NFL No Huddle. We'll get to a little bit of an Olympic update as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get it. The Snoop Get Olympics it. Continue.
Get it.
He introduced the breaking today, too. He was out there opening ceremony.
I saw a picture of him and Bam together.
Who? Bam Adebayo?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Good. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy on a happy hour Friday. Send us pictures or whatever
it is. I got one right here, man. Shout out to Gip the Realtor. Now, I don't know if this is your setup, bruh. But you guys, if this is your setup at your house, you be selling a whole lot of damn properties. Look at that right there, Bunk. That's lovely.
Wow.
Yeah, that's lovely right there, man. Let me get save
like
me a shot.
That's like the stock shelf at a bar.
Hell yeah, save me a shot.
I don't think that'll be a problem.
Yeah,
I think that man's got plenty to go around.
Yeah, man. Then Mark versus Yalla Boy. He got Sir Remy Martin, 1973. Got the Kingsford out, so like he about to get on his grill. And he got some Ronas in a bucket. Some Ronas in a bucket.
There you go.
There you go, man. Y'all enjoy. Enjoy.
I'm just looking at the shelves of liquor that Gip's got.
Yeah, Gip is doing it. I mean, Gip got bottles of that Black Label up top.
Oh.
He got that.
Looks like Blanton's there on the
This ain't your show. House, man. That got to be. That's a stock room, man.
Oh, huh, that's nice.
Gip, that is nice, dog.
He's not going to run out.
Yeah, you ain't going to run out. But how you going to have all that stuff, but you going to have the 1942 on the floor? Come on, Gip.
I don't know.
Come on, Gip.
Fancy top shelf stuff.
Love it.
All right. We'll get to Sports Jeopardy coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. I'll get back into some of the Olympics highlights from yesterday. Obviously, the men's basketball game was crazy. Come from behind. Advanced to the gold medal game.
Yeah.
A bunch of other cool stuff in track and field as well. Before we do that, let's wrap it up a little bit on the NFL weekend ahead. Everybody's playing preseason games this weekend. Some people are actually going to play. Not everybody. But let's hear from Caleb Williams talking about who he thinks. Actually, no, we're not going to do this. Let's hear from Russell Wilson. That's just him saying who he thinks is good at quarterback. Let's hear Russell Wilson talking about playing in the preseason.
I always want to play. I mean, I think anytime you
get the strap on the pads, it's a blessing, you know. No matter, you know, if it's preseason or if it's regular season, obviously, which matters a lot, and postseason more importantly. So, you know, just to be out with your teammates and everything else. But, you know, the good thing is I get to take everything in and just learn and just be in that stadium for the first time. I can't wait. You know, it's going to be amazing to be in Acrisure Stadium, you know, wearing the black and gold.
Well, he's, I mean, not going to play.
You're not going to play.
Yeah.
You're going to have the black and gold shorts on. Which
Justin Fields will.
Yes. Justin's going to be the starter. He gets an opportunity to go out there and, you know, do what he does. I mean, break some long runs, you know, make the splash play.
What's more likely in this game? Justin Fields helps his case to be the starter or hurts his case to be the starter?
I can't say hurt.
Because Russ not doing anything
might actually
be good.
Yeah, Russ not doing anything. But, that's the thing.
He could hurt his case.
He could hurt his case. But I think that, you know, he's going to do something spectacular.
Yeah.
I think the thing that will hurt
but
Justin.
But they know that.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. The thing that will hurt Justin is not doing the consistent things.
Yeah, the thing that would hurt him is not being able to run the offense smoothly and throw an interception.
Russell does it better than him.
Exactly.
All right, Russell, he just does. He does it better. Even though Russ goes off schedule and all those different
things. So that's why I think it could help Justin if he goes out there and shows that stuff. Like shows, you know, the fundamental type stuff if he does that
but then
cleanly.
But they look at it as like.
And then does the extra stuff that he can do.
But do you look at it like this, Buck? If he's like, oh, I mean, damn, yeah, he missed that throw, but did you see that damn 75-yard touchdown run he had?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, you will look at it like that if it's a missed throw. But if it's like, he totally missed his first read, threw it into double coverage, and threw an interception.
Right.
I don't know if that 75-yard run's making up for that.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I got you.
That's what I mean. It's just like what he throws out there in the game is, it's a scale, right? I think, but they're looking to see if he can do the basic stuff that Russ can do mixed with the special stuff, as opposed to if he struggles with that stuff, then Russ will be a starter.
Yeah, I think Russ will be a starter anyway. I do.
You don't think Justin can take it from him?
No. I think that, you know, but I can't say that. Because if Russ gets in the game and Russ looks worse than him, then, you know, then you're in that situation. Yeah. Mike Tomlin, you got to decide which one's going to play. Because Russ is going to get some time in the preseason. You know, and Mike T, I know what he said earlier this week as far as, you know, the job will be determined by what goes on in the game and not necessarily in practice. But if they both stink in the game, you're definitely going to have to go off practice. That's why I think Russ will get the nod because of that.
Mm-hmm.
If both of them, if neither one of them, because it's Russ's job. It's Justin's. It's his position to take that job.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think Russ is going to do anything to lose it.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't either. That's what I mean. And I think him not playing also helps that as well. If he's already in the pole position,
right,
as they've said, I think Justin Fields can help himself out this weekend too, though. So much of these games are just kind of this guy's not playing, that guy's not playing. I know some of the rookies are going to play. Jaden Daniels against the Jets. Like, in any other sort of highlights of the first preseason weekend that you keep in your mind?
I mean, I think it's just neither. More about these. Since, again, we don't cover these teams so in depth, so I can't say, well, I want to see this offensive line play, I want to see the defensive line play. I mean, I think it's just mainly the young quarterbacks. Drake May, he's going to play. I'm sorry, not Drake May, but Jason. Jaden Daniels is going to play. We'll see how that looks. Because my thing with him, he got guys. That O-line, how do they protect him? He's athletic as hell, but how do they protect him as far as, you know, throughout the game? Definitely Justin Fields. Want to see what he does. Want to see how he plays in the pocket. Want to see what Arthur Smith does with him. They don't show a lot with him, you know, in the preseason. And I don't think they're going to have a lot of quarterback design runs for him in the preseason also. But interesting to see how they use him.
Yeah, the last thing they want to do is get him hurt.
Yeah.
One of the things he does best is run, and they're probably not going to run him that much. So.
The Raiders quarterback battle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Battle is one word for it.
It is. Battle
Pillow
to see
fight.
Who doesn't stink.
Yeah. Stetson Bennett will probably play for the Rams.
Yeah, he probably will. Probably start the game?
No.
Jimmy G is back up out there. They say he stinks right now, too.
Denver has three quarterbacks that all are kind of not good.
They're all going to play.
That's something to look at.
Yeah, Caleb Williams. I mean, he's not going to – I don't think he's going to play this game.
Probably not.
That's about it. And of course, you want to see Jameis Winston.
He is going to play? Oh, Caleb is going to play.
Oh, he's going to play. And you want to see Jameis Winston. Because Jameis Winston is, you know.
Do you want to see Jameis Winston or do you want to hear Jameis Winston?
A little bit of both.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, a little bit of both.
Like, I've seen Jameis Winston play.
Right.
It was good back then. it's kind of not as good now. And it's kind of fun still, but I like
hearing it. It's that patty whack, give a dog a bone.
There it is.
I like to hear Jameis Winston.
There it is right there. Like, I don't know what the hell made him say that.
It
just don't matter.
His
mind. I love Jameis.
Jameis just goes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He just is a freewheeling dude.
Freewheeling, dealing dude.
He doesn't know.
How do you feel about it? Tell me how you feel about it.
That was so great. That was after he scored a touchdown on the kneel down.
Yeah. Do you think we regret that?
In the victory formation, when the coach told him to go out there and kneel it down and he scored a touchdown and the reporter asked him why. And he said, how do you feel about it? I don't know. I guess he probably shouldn't have done it.
How do you feel about it? Tell me how you feel about it.
The last thing that Arthur Smith ever did was get punked by Jameis Winston.
Punked by Jameis. Walked off the field mad as hell. Hey, man, look what the hell y'all did.
Yeah.
Jameis, and I know Dennis Allen was like, hey, man,
I don't know.
I told him to take a knee. I told him to take a knee, yeah. They wanted to get, what's his name?
Jameis does whatever he wants.
Was it Williams? Yeah, they wanted to get him a touchdown.
Right.
Because he had like 13 the previous year. Didn't have
any. For the Lions. For the Lions. And then he was hurt all year
Jamal
for the Saints
Williams,
last year.
Yeah, and didn't have any, yeah. So we wanted to get him in the end zone.
Yep.
All right, Jameis.
Okay, just do what you want. All right, let's talk a little Olympics here. Yesterday was a fun day. You said it earlier, and I agree. It's just been an overall enjoyable Olympics. Like, yeah. I think they've done a great job on the coverage, and we've talked about a lot of the different things that they've changed, but just a lot of really fun finishes to some of these track events. Obviously, the finish to the men's basketball game yesterday was incredible. I mean, it felt like the way Serbia was playing for the first three quarters, it felt like the U.S. was about to lose that game.
It did, man.
And then they buckled down and they won.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it earlier. I thought Bogut hit 40.
Yeah, me too.
It just went like Bogey was. They could not do nothing.
Bogey will score the loudest 20 you've ever seen.
What the hell's up with him and Melo? Was it something back in the day with Bogey and Carmelo?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was like, wow. He did that thing. He did Carmelo
with the Melo.
But like with the real like middle finger vibe at it. Like did Melo do something to him?
I don't know. Bogey's a trash talker, though.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah. He'll get after it with people. I mean, it's just hard in Hawks games because
that's what I was like.
Normally they're losing.
Yeah, that could be it.
And
he was going at it, like looking at Melo, like, yeah, Melo, wish you were out here. And then I love how everybody said, oh, that made everybody mad for Team USA. Don't be going at Melo like that.
Yeah, you can't disrespect Melo.
Yeah, you can't let everybody disrespect Melo.
Melo tweeted respect with a 7 for T and Bogey wears 7 for Serbia, so it seemed like it was all good at the end of it. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with a little healthy trash talk in a game like that.
Trash talk somebody that's in the game.
I don't know. Maybe him and Bogey have a problem.
That's what I say.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I think Carmelo, I think I heard that he dropped the 37 on them and was doing it against Serbia and made Bogus on that team?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it was. I like it, though. When somebody's there and you can do their celebration in front of them and you're out there balling, what's wrong with it?
I think it's so almost cussed. I think it's so damn lame.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I always thought that.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, anyway, he played pretty good yesterday for the first three quarters and then didn't really do much in the fourth.
No.
And then all the guys on the U.S. team did. And they won. Steph and now they're in the gold medal game.
Gold medal against France, who beat Germany yesterday. Thought Germany got hosed. We both do. But have it in Munich.
Yeah, there were some French calls at the end of the game.
French calls.
I think, and look, maybe I'm wrong about this. Who knows? Who cares? I think what happened yesterday is that was it. Like, that was the scare. There was always going to be a close game.
Yeah.
Right?
And that
was the scare. I think France is about to get destroyed in the gold medal.
Well, you know they got the Eiffel Towers.
Yeah, the one guy doesn't play, really, which is pretty smart. And then the other, I mean, Wemby's awesome, obviously, but the coach called him a ball hog earlier in the tournament.
He did.
Which is pretty funny. And the rest of their team, you know, I mean, Nick Batum's fine. Evan Fournier has played NBA games, and Frank Ntilikina isn't good. So I think if the U.S. shows up with the mentality that they had in the fourth quarter against Serbia, they're going to win that game by probably 20 points.
They'll be all right. We saw that. We talked about Noah Lyles won the bronze, tested positive for COVID and everything after that.
You say won the bronze, right?
Yeah.
So do I. Because people, when someone doesn't win the gold, they're like, oh, he lost. It's like, no, he got silver.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
He won the silver medal.
No, yeah, I see. Yeah. Because you won a medal.
Like, oh, he lost. I guess. I know what you're saying.
He lost
what you're
race, saying.
Because the guy came and got him.
Right.
But he got a silver medal.
Yeah.
Or not. No, in this case, Noah Lyles got the bronze medal in the Olympics.
He got the bronze.
And then he won COVID as well. Yeah. He's got COVID.
Yeah.
Probably Rudy Gobert's fault.
Damn sure is. Blame Rudy. Grant Holloway, I saw that. He won the 110 high hurdles.
That was awesome.
Awesome.
The 110 high hurdles might be the most, like, hectic.
Because it's so boom.
It's
boom,
insane.
Boom.
It looks like it's just total chaos.
Right.
But they all, obviously, they know what they're doing.
Right.
It's all They've got it down, how many steps they're going to take and all that. And the way they dive at the finish line is insane.
Yeah, I saw this. I was watching the women's prelims this morning and saw old girl hit somebody. Well, it wasn't as bad as a steeplechase hit, but she hit that thing and rolled up under the hurdle in front of her.
Ooh.
Like, hey, man.
That would be me trying to jump over
her. Have you ever tried to jump over her?
Hell no. Why would I? No. God, no.
I
never stepped on a track for any purpose other than to walk over it to get to the soccer field. We're not doing any of that. Track and field? Nah. Sydney McLaughlin is incredible as
Dude,
well. I mean, just not even close.
Like distance.
Yeah.
Like distance. Unbelievable. Today, so today the 4x1. So we get to see the ladies at 130, 4x100, and then the men's 4x1.
I like the Tara Davis-Woodhall lady also that won the long jump for the U.S. She won the gold. Her husband is a Paralympian.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And they were celebrating afterwards.
I did
that
not
was
know
really
that
cool
about him.
See.
I saw them. Yeah. I saw them celebrating.
Yeah, you didn't see his legs.
Yeah, I didn't see that part.
His upper part is not normal.
Right.
There's nothing underneath the
knees.
Right.
Okay. I didn't know that. Good for her, man.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Good for him.
Good. For, obviously.
These track ladies, they're all like supermodels.
They're gorgeous.
They're beautiful.
They got the
like every single one of them. It's crazy.
Yes.
It's like, all right, be the fastest woman in the world and also the most beautiful.
You think the women break the world record today?
I hope so.
I think they do.
I'm rooting for them.
I think Shikari gonna come because she's running 9.9 in the prelim.
Well, she had to.
Yeah.
She had to save them.
Bad exchange.
What's that?
Bad exchange.
Yeah. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to a Sports Jeopardy after this on a Happy Hour Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I don't know what the limit is.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show. Andy and Randy.
How do we feel about it? I mean, it happens.
It happens.
Yeah.
I'm open-minded to all that. I just am worried about the time before. That's all I'm saying. So what we're talking about is a lady named Alice Fino. She's she's an Olympian. She proposed to her boyfriend after 9 years.
Right.
After she broke a record in the 3,000 meter steeplechase at the Olympics.
Right.
She gets off, she comes over, she proposes to him. And I don't know.
I have no problem with her proposing him. When you were talking about the time they've been together,
together
9 years.
Yeah.
And he ain't proposed to her yet.
Right.
He was never going to propose to her.
I think that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. He was never. And so
he said. Look, I don't know what.
Did he say yes?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know.
I got one more question.
I hope so.
One more question.
Public proposals are dicey, man.
They are.
You better be sure.
I got another question.
Yes, please.
Another question.
Fire away.
Okay. And again, I'm with this whole thing. Does he get an engagement ring? I'm serious.
I don't know.
Does he get engaged? If a woman proposed to you, does she give you a ring?
I don't know. That's a great question. Just for people that aren't married or unfamiliar with the process, when traditionally dude proposes to a lady,
yeah,
there's an engagement ring.
Right.
And then at the wedding, there's a wedding ring, and
right,
they kind of go together, and so they get two rings, and they're both very expensive.
Right.
And then at the wedding, we get this ring, which we love.
We're
proud of them. We wear it every day, and we're happy.
Yes.
But we don't get an engagement ring. We're just fiancés.
Yeah, exactly. So I wonder, because
we're just fiancés by name.
There's no proof. Do they got a picture of it? Because I wonder, did she propose to him? Did she get on the knee after she ran a steeplechase? And then, like, will you marry me?
Where did she have the ring if this is the case?
Right, where she's storing it.
The other one.
She stored it down I mean, they got tights, right? You're wearing spandex all over.
But you're running, though. It'll slip out. But
no, that's a great question. I would love to hear from somebody that's
Some of those running spandex come with a little pocket on the inside.
Does she give him the ring she's going to wear?
That's enough. Hold on.
Maybe she picks out her own ring.
Because I'm saying, what if you don't want? Okay, say this for instance. Say she proposed to you, but you ain't got the loot to get her no engagement ring yet. So where did that put you at? I don't know. But no,
I'm trying to get the I don't knows because I wish I would have read the whole story before we started talking about it.
But no, I'm just curious. Like, if a woman proposes to a man, does she give you a ring?
I think she should.
Damn right.
I think she should.
And does she just wear a band?
She should not get to wear anything. If we're reversing the roles.
Oh, hell, okay.
I mean, we didn't get to wear anything.
Do you ever trip when your wife don't have a wedding ring on?
Trip's the wrong word.
Okay.
I wish she'd wear it more.
Okay.
But she knows that.
Okay.
She knows that.
All right. Yeah. I'm the same way. I'm like, hey, Shawty. Because she don't ever leave the house, but she'll like, oh.
I'm not like fired up about it.
She'll be like.
But I'm like, hey, that, you know, Wasn't cheap.
I just do it.
Put that thing on.
But think about it. Ring don't stop nothing. You know, cats gonna hit on your woman regardless. They just because we are who we are.
Yeah.
But I don't trip about it.
That's not why.
Here's the thing.
It was expensive.
But here's the thing. Like, she'll notice when mine is on off. Oh. Which I never take it off.
Mine's never off.
Only time I take mine off if I'm mixing meat. If I'm mixing meat, I take it off.
Two times I take mine off.
But I forgot it.
Mixing meat or golfing.
Yeah, that's the only time I ever take it off.
I get a callus.
But if she went outside with that, like, for instance, if she's out doing yard work, she doesn't have it on. But she's like, I'm going to Home Depot. I was like, get your ring. I don't want you around no men without your ring at Home Depot, baby.
Get the wrong idea.
Yeah, get the wrong idea. No.
In the gardening section.
No. Put that ring on. Put that ring on. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, if we're reversing roles, and we're trying to do all this new age stuff, which I'm supportive of,
yeah,
I'd do all of it.
Yeah.
Propose to your guy. I'm just saying, if he didn't propose to you in 9 years, there might be a reason for that. You know what I mean? But not every relationship is the same.
I think we have an answer.
Okay. Right.
So I figured I'd open up the text line to see if anybody has chimed in on this.
Okay.
Yeah. Nobody's chimed in on whether the female or the male gets a ring, but she gave him, this is from the 770, appreciate you, she gave him an Olympic pin that says Love is in Paris.
Oh, okay.
So she did not give him an actual ring.
Okay.
But there's like a symbol,
yeah,
a gesture.
Also, now you can propose to somebody with a pin. Precedent set.
You can now propose to somebody with a pin. Thank you.
Can we do that with them?
I'd like to see you try.
Yeah. I was gonna say, can we...
You know what? Pins are sharp.
Yeah, I'd like to see
you. You're going to get stabbed.
I'd like to see me. A man go, hey, baby, I love you. Here, bring me your collar.
Just pop that right on there for you.
Let me hold your lapel.
It says, love is in Paris. Yeah. There you go. Now we're engaged.
No. Damn that.
That is a weird time of the relationship, though, where you've been with somebody for a while. Like me and my wife were dating for I don't know how many years before we got engaged, maybe like 4 years or something like that. But part of it was long distance. Would have been engaged. Well, anyway, doesn't matter. We were together for a while. And then I proposed, and then we're engaged, right? And there's that period of time as well. And then people are like, oh, who's, you know, maybe you go somewhere like a work event or something like that, and you introduce them. This is my fiance.
Mm-hmm.
Before it was my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's my fiance, and that's a brief period of time, and then they're your wife forever after that, hopefully, knock on wood.
Right.
But that fiance period is kind of weird.
Well,
I don't know, just because it's just when you get used to saying it, it's not true anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because that's my girlfriend for years.
Right.
That was my girlfriend, Ashley. We met here. Here's the story. And then if you don't say girlfriend, though, if she's your fiance.
No.
Like, if she's your fiance and you introduce her as your girlfriend, that's not great.
But see, I always had that issue, and she would correct me sometimes, because I always call her my lady. I was like, this is my lady right here.
Smart, like, but then fiance
when she
different.
But when she was my fiance, it would always still come out, this is my lady.
Right, but now you're married, she can go back to being your lady.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I feel like the fiance part of it is almost the fanciest part of it.
But maybe that's just because it's a French word. But you get punched in the face if I call her my old lady, though.
Don't.
I'm not calling you
don't
old.
I know what you think you're saying.
Yeah, but
you
also know what she thinks
you're saying.
No, she snapped back at me one time. I said, yeah, man, I'm sitting up here chilling out here with my old lady.
What's that O word mean?
Old.
There's no D in there.
Man, don't do that. Don't mess around with that, fellas.
Yeah, just keep that word out of there.
Old lady.
Anyway, congratulations to the couple.
Yeah, man, that's awesome, dude. They got engaged, and she pinned him.
She pinned him. Like old school. Like when you wear somebody's class pin.
Did he say yes, though?
I still don't know.
Okay.
I'm still not sure. She didn't give him a choice.
That's the thing about it.
That situation, you don't have a choice.
Yes, you got to say yes.
She just won an Olympic medal, and she comes over in front of the world and asks you to marry her.
You got to say yes.
You have to say yes. And then maybe back later behind the scenes.
Hey, you know,
like,
I'm really getting
that. Hey, like, that was kind of unfair what you did. I don't know that we're going to be actually doing this. Or maybe you just get married against your wishes. I don't know.
Is it an arranged marriage?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Anyway, I wish him well. I hope it goes great. Let's get to some Sports Jeopardy here on Happy Hour Friday.
This is
Andy and Randy's
Sports Jeopardy.
Okay.
Your mom told you.
Gymnastics. Some kind of gymnastics.
Rhythmic
gymnastics.
Okay, thank you.
Rhythmic gymnastics. Okay. That's what we're watching.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Abe.
If I may, real quick, I just want to wish my father a happy 72nd birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Mr. G.
Didn't get into a new age group in the running, so he's got to...
What do you get the man who has everything? More turquoise?
I have this running gift that I got him. It's a history thing, so I just keep re-upping that subscription.
You know what I got my dad for his birthday this year? A bunch of exotic wood.
The wood has... Exoticness?
Yeah, there's like regular wood, you know, like
carved stuff out of it.
Pine and oak. Everybody's got that. It grows in your yard.
Oh.
I got him some purple heart, which is purple.
Okay.
Purple wood. And then there's something called bloodwood. It was red. It was incredible.
How much you get?
Huh?
How much you get?
A couple of boards.
Oh, can he build something with it?
I think he's going to, like, use it for different woodworking projects.
Okay, cool.
But my dad's a big woodworker.
Cool.
This is kind of, what'd you get your dad? A couple boards. A couple exotic boards.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I got 13 Olympic questions.
That's a lot.
We're not going to get to them all. I'll have to delete them. That's all right.
Thank you.
The Olympic motto is three words in Latin. What does any one of those three words mean in English?
Country. Randy. Country.
That is incorrect.
Do we know? Do you tell us what it is?
No.
The Olympic what?
Motto.
Motto. Okay. And it's in Latin. I would say one of the words means pride.
That is incorrect. Faster, higher, stronger.
Okay. What? How do you say it in Latin?
I don't know. Then write that down.
Okay.
With a population of over 35 million, what's the largest city to have ever hosted the Summer Games?
Randy.
Randy.
Tokyo?
That is correct. Okay. Tokyo is the correct answer. Randy takes a 1-0 lead.
A lot of times Olympic trivia questions are geography questions.
Yeah, well,
pretty much.
All right, here you go. The oldest Olympian in 2024 is 65 years old. What sport does he compete in?
Andy.
Andy.
Archery.
That is incorrect.
Randy.
Randy.
Sharpshooting.
That is also incorrect. Equestrian. He just sits on the horse and lets the thing do the work.
Okay.
The
is
youngest,
the horse also old or no?
Do they age like dogs? I don't know how they count that. The youngest Olympian in 2024 is 11 years old.
Andy.
In which, Andy?
It's got to be skateboarding.
Skateboarding is correct. In which sport does she compete in?
The that gold medalist correct. In skateboarding was 14.
Yeah, there you go. It kind of peaked a little early. I mean, you don't even wait to high school to peak in that situation.
That's crazy. You go to high school, you already have a gold medal?
Yes.
Come on.
Awesome.
A few days ago, a Cuban athlete became the first ever to win Olympic gold
Andy.
In... Andy.
Wrestling.
We talked about it yesterday.
I wasn't here,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, so. Yesterday.
Well, you should have rang in fast.
The last guy you
hey,
want
dog.
To wrestle.
Hey, man.
On Tuesday, against Brazil, Kevin Durant passed which...
Andy. Lisa Leslie.
That, did you talk about that one?
We did.
Yeah, your ass is usually listening. Texas, why you damn listening on?
Simone Biles is actually a dual citizen. U.S. and which Latin American country?
Randy.
Randy.
Brazil?
That is not correct.
Andy. Argentina.
No, that is incorrect. This was a tough one. Belize, believe it or not. Belize. Oh.
I thought you said South American. Not that I would have
known. Latin America. Latin America.
My bad.
200-meter Olympic champion Gabby Thomas, born in Atlanta, famously attended.
Randy.
Randy first.
Harvard.
That is correct. The answer is Harvard famously attended which Ivy League school? We are 3-2. What was the last Olympic year to have the games totally canceled? Not
Randy.
Postponed. Randy.
Oh, yeah. Oh damn. I'm
not sorry. Postponed, but totally canceled.
Totally canceled. Was it the 84 Olympics?
That is incorrect.
Because 2020 was postponed. They did it in 2020.
2021, right?
Yeah.
God, I don't know. 1942.
1944. 1944.
That was on the right track.
You're right, Drake.
World
right.
War II.
All right, Randy, chance to tie, and we'll go to a tiebreaker if you get this. U.S. pommel horse gymnast Steven Nedorosic has another skill, being able to do what in under 20 seconds?
Randy.
Randy.
Under 20 seconds. I was going to say that, too, yeah.
Are we on camera?
Yeah, we have a camera handy. Oh. Can't do that.
I can't?
No. Under 20 seconds, he can run, he can swim 100 meters.
That'd be a world record. It's in the wrong sport.
I believe it's a Rubik's Cube.
It was. It was solve a Rubik's Cube.
No clue.
Andy is the winner, and that's it for Olympic Sports Jeopardy.
Thank God.
Throw me a ball or something. Nothing E-40 loves more than a Rubik's Cube. I bet there's an E-40 song where he references a Rubik's Cube. I bet there is. Man's been rapping for 30 years. He's got 100 albums. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us on a happy hour Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.